am Colin Kim. I'm developing a blockchain platform in GraphDex. In this presentation, I will talk about how we extended Ethereum's account and transaction borders in Clayton. Have you ever heard about Clayton before? Is it a journey? Okay, yeah, many of you. Thank you. I will talk about first is what Clayton is. Clayton is a blockchain platform built by GraphDex. GraphDex is the blockchain subsidiary of Kakao, which is Korea's largest mobile platform. KakaoTalk is one of the Kakao service, and this is number one messenger service in South Korea. It has more than 96% of user penetration. So this is very big services in Korea. And Clayton is forked from GoEthereum, so this is Ethereum-based project. And we launched Mainnet in June this year. As you can see on the left-hand side, Clayton is an open source project, so you can check out source code via this github.com, and you can get some documentations about Clayton via docs.clayton.com. We want to support enterprise-grade services as a blockchain platform. In this presentation, I want to talk about high usability. So there are some usability limitations. First and the foremost one is immutable private key. When you create a key pair in Ethereum, the Ethereum address is determined. So if you create another key pair, it means you create another Ethereum account. So what if your private key explodes accidentally? Only you can do is to create another account. But it incurs more additional problems. So you should tell the new address to your friend to make sure that those your friend do not send the Ether to the old address. In addition, you should transfer your all assets of the old addresses to the new address if you use any decentralized applications. If you expose your private key accidentally once again, you should follow this process again. So this is very inconvenient and unexpected user experiences. Let's compare to the bank account. You can think of an Ethereum address as a bank account number. Also, you can think of an Ethereum private key as the password of your bank account. What if you expose your password? Only you need to do is just change your password. You don't need to create a bank account. So this immutable private key incurs much more usability limitation. The second thing is like a multi-sig mechanism. If you increase your account security, you can use a multi-sig mechanism, but on Ethereum, you cannot use multi-sig mechanism on the platform itself. You should create a multi-sig smart contract, and you should know how to use it. So this is very inconvenient. So it should be better if we have multi-sig mechanism on the platform level. And third one is Ethereum does not have type information for accounts and transactions. So it is very hard to extend new functionalities. And first one is there's no transaction type, so there's some necessary fields should be included in the transaction. For example, think about value transfer. If you transfer value, if you transfer some ether to your friends, you don't need to set the data field, but it should be always because there's a single transaction format. And there's no fee delegation mechanism. Fee delegation means that you can pay transaction fee instead of a sender. There's no such thing is implemented on Ethereum. So let's think about these scenarios. First one is, what if you as a user should pay whenever you tweet? This is very uncommon, right? But all the decentralized application requires you to pay some transaction fee. And second one is, what if you as a software developer want to give users free trial period? This is very common service strategies, but is not possible on the platform level, only Ethereum. So if you provide key delegation mechanism on the platform level, those scenarios will be solved very easily. So let's talk about what we design new features of Clarity. First, we provide change your private key. To do this, you can change your private key. If you expose your private key once, then you can use your account number continuously. And also, we support multiple private key on the platform level, so you don't need to know how to create and how to use a smart contract or the partition mechanism. And also, we found that there are several rules in an account when you design this account model, so you can assign separate, you can assign keys to each role, and you can control the account more specifically. And in terms of transition model, you can we provide multiple transition types so that you can easily extend new features on the transition type. Also, you can remove some unnecessary fields. And also, we provide key delegation mechanism on the transition model. But one thing I want to emphasize is that we preserve compatibility with Ethereum, which means Ethereum transactions can be executed on Clayton without any problem. So for those extensions, we use common techniques. First one is introduce type. So we designed three data structures, account key, and transaction. So for those data structures, we have type information. And we use double encoding mechanism. So we encode data at first, then the encoded data is encoded once again with type information. So when we decode this, kind of data structure, we first decode type information, and then we decode once again based on the type information. So let's talk about a little bit more about account mode. In Ethereum, there's a single account type here, so there's no type information. And we have, you can see we have four fields here. But Ethereum has, it distinguishes two account types, smart contract accounts and externally owned accounts, or EOA. But as of September of this year, we found that more than 80% of Ethereum accounts are EOAs. In EOAs, there is no information required for root and code hash. So for EOAs, these are search overheads. So to remove this kind of search overhead, we designed account model in the account type. So we have two account types here. And you can see in the EOA, there's no root and code hash field. So we can reduce search cost. And additionally, we have a key field, as you can see here, and this account key field also has type information. So key field can be configurable on of those four key types. Those key types is works for like an Ethereum account which has no key. This is provided for compatibility with Ethereum. And also you can set a public key in the key field. In this case, transactions of this account can be signed by the private key that corresponds to this public key. So you can change any keys attached to the account. So we provide multi-sig mechanism on the platform itself, so you can set multiple public keys into this key field. The last one I'll talk about is Rogers keys. We have found three roles. First one is transaction, and second one is account update, and the last one is prepayer. Keys for a transaction, keys for the transaction role are used to used for value transfer, smart contract deploy, and smart contract execution. And keys for the account update role is used to update account key. And the last one, prepayer role is used to transaction fee only. So if you have only keys for this fee payer role, then you can just use you can pay transfer fee only. If you want to transfer value, then you need to know, you need to have the keys for transfer world. Now let's talk about transfer model. Similar to the account model, Ethereum does not have high information on transfer model. But it has three functions: value transfer, smart contract deploy, and smart contract execution. In our crypto transaction, we introduced four more fields. First one is sender address. This is required to due to the change of private key. So we should explicitly specify the sender address. And on the platform level, we provide a multi-sig mechanism. The sender signatures can have multiple signatures. And also, p-payer address and p-payer signatures are related to the fee delegation mechanism, but they are not required for all transaction types. This slide shows the Ethereum transaction verification mechanism. As you can see, we can get signatures from the transaction, and then you can get public key from the signature, and you can get the address from the public key. But in Clayton, we changed account model and transaction model. We issued some more tests to verify the transaction. So for the Ethereum transactions, we can use the same mechanism, but for other newly introduced transaction types, we can follow the right-hand side. So we can get signature from the transaction, and we can get public key from the signature. So we can get public key from the left side, and we can get account key from the sender address of the transaction. So we get two public keys. And you can compare both keys, and if they are matched, then you can say that this is a valid transaction. If they are not matched, then you can say that the transaction is invalid. This slide shows two examples of our transaction types. Left one shows value transfer, and right one shows fee delegate value transfer. And value transfer transaction does not have fee delegation mechanism, so it does not have to have fee payer address and fee payer signatures. So when we execute a value transfer transaction, the transaction fee will be charged by a charge to the sender address, and the amount of tokens will be transferred from sender address to the recipient. And when you execute the fee delegate value transfer, the transaction fee will be charged to the fee payer, and the amount of tokens will be transferred from the sender address to the recipient. And this slide shows some of our Clayton transaction types. And second column shows basic transaction types, which has no fee delegation. And third column shows fee delegation transaction types, which provides fee delegation mechanism. And each row shows different functionalities. First one is level transaction. This is provided for compatibility. So all Ethereum transactions will be mapped to this level transaction. And those functions are also provided in Ethereum, but we separate transaction types. And we also have new functions such as account update and so on. So if you want more, if you are interested in the transaction types, you can find more information in our documentation site. And let's talk about the performance. In this chart, on the x-axis, it shows the functionalities: value transfer, smart contract deploy, and smart contract execution. And the y-axis shows the relative execution time over legacy. As you can see, our new transaction type performs slightly slower than the legacy, it means Ethereum transaction, less than about 10%. This is due to the double encoding and transaction verification. But we have more benefits. First one is usability enhancement, which means we provide change of private key and multi-sig mechanism and robust key, so there are much more usability enhancement. And due to the type information, we can possible to adapt undiscovered needs. So if we have more types or functions required in the future, you can easily implement those kind of types without incurring severe hard fork. And we also got surge reduction. As a time when we get the data, we, as of September of this year, we found that there are 75 billion users, billion accounts in Ethereum. So if we have high information into that, then we get one byte overhead for all accounts. This takes 75 megabytes, but we can reduce 64 bytes for EOAs. As you can see, we use root and code hash for those that takes 64 bytes. If we assume that EOAs takes 80% of total Ethereum account, then we can reduce 3.8 gigabytes of storage cost. You can see this is obvious. We can get much more storage reduction. So let's summarize my presentation. We found several isolated limitations, such as immutable private key and lack of logistic mechanism and so on. And we find solutions by extending account model and transaction model. Also, due to the change of these kind of models, we should change the transaction verification mechanism, which incurs slightly overhead compared to the Ethereum. But we get a trade-off. There's a slightly negligible performance degradation, but we can get more benefits of improved visibility and extensibility, and we also reduce storage cost. So I hope that this extension and this new models can be applicable to other Ethereum compatible blockchains or Ethereum itself. Okay, we always welcome to contribute our open source project Clayton. As you can see, you can check out our source code in the GitHub site, and you can also find some more information about Clayton in the documentation site. And you can see the right hand side, there's a QR code. I don't know what it is, but the organizer should wanted to attach it in the last slide. You can find my email address. If you have any more questions, then please ask me via this email address. That's it. Another thing I'll talk about is that there's some Clayton stickers and bags just in front of the entry. You can, if you're interested in it, you can take some of them. Okay. Thank you for receiving my presentation.